Ostrovsky Square. Ostrovsky Square was founded in the garden of Anichkov Palace. An art gallery and opera house used to be situated here. The palace's land area was reduced and the garden's appearance has been changed several times. In the early 19th century, the architect Carlo Rossi created a new project. Not all of it was realized, but the Aleksandrinsky Theater became the main building. It was built during the reign of Empress Nicholas I, and therefore bears the name of his wife, Empress Alexandra Fyodorovna. The building is decorated with a quadriga of Apollo, patron of the arts. Upon completion of construction, the architect was offered a separate bed in the theater, in perpetuity, as a sign of gratitude. However, Rossi often rented it, given his financial difficulties. It is said that once in his bed lay a merchant and a nobleman. These people are from such different social classes that the performance was nearly disrupted because of the ensuing quarrel. After that, the architect was deprived of his in-house bed. It is in the Aleksandrinsky Theater that almost all the great works of Russian dramaturgy were premiered. There have been many famous actors and actresses on the stage of this theater. Keratigin and Cherkasov, Savina, and Komissarzhevskaya. Here they put on the plays Meyerhold and Tovstonogov. Up to the present day, the famous Aleksandrinka is a symbol of classic theater. The street is named Rossi behind the theater, formerly known as Theater Street. It is unique in its proportions. Its length is 220 meters, width 22 meters, and the height of the buildings is also 22 meters. Also, the building of the public library was rebuilt and expanded by a project of Rossi's. Its main facade, facing the square, is decorated with figures of scientists and philosophers of antiquity, and the building is crowned by a statue of Minerva, the goddess of wisdom. In the late 19th century, a monument to Empress of Russia Ekaterina II, or Catherine the Great, was added to the square, designed by the sculptor Mikishin. The Empress is represented on a high pedestal in an ermine mantle, with a scepter in her hand. At her feet are the most prominent persons of the era, commanders Rumyantsev, Orlov, Suvorov, the statesman Potemkin and Bezborodko, Admiral Chichagov, the poet Derzhavin, the president of the Academy of Sciences Dashkova, and president of the Academy of Fine Arts Betskoy. It is said that during the laying of the monument, one exalted lady threw into the foundation a diamond ring. Her example was then immediately followed by other ladies and gentlemen who wished to, quote, bring a gift for the great empress. So at the bottom of the pit sits a lot of jewelry. Well, if you believe this legend, they might be even under the pedestal even now. In front of the square, St. Petersburg urban painters have been selling their paintings, and on the benches near the monument to the Empress, amateur chess players have been meeting up since time immemorial. The annual dairy festival, ice cream festival, and a large Christmas fair are also held in the square.